Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program. It's September 19th, 2012. I'm looking at an article from CBS posted in Washington. The title is Report, Median Income Worse Now Than It Was During the Great Recession. A news report put out by the Pew Research Center finds that the median income is worse now than it was during the Great Recession. Now, let me remind you what the word median is. It's not average. Median is the point at which half make more than this and half of the households make less than this number. So if the number was $10 a day, then half the households would make less than $10 a day and half the households would make greater than $10 a day. According to Pew, the Census Bureau showed that the median income of American households in 2009, the official end of the Great Recession, was $52,195. $52,195. And the article makes a point of saying in 2011 dollars. While the median income dipped to $50,054 last year, falling 4.1% over 2 years. So 2 years ago, the average income per household, average I should not have said, median income, was $2,000 more than it is today. So over a two-year period, we've seen a $1,000 a year reduction. The decrease in household income from 2009 to 2011 almost exactly equaled the decrease in income in the 2 years of research, the Pew report stated. During the Great Recession, the median U.S. household income in $2,000 dropped from 54 in 2007 to 52 in 2008, a loss of 4.2%. So if we go from 2007 to 2009 to 2011, we've seen a $4,000 reduction in median income per household. The article says by this yardstick, the recovery from the Great Recession is bypassing the nation's households. The Pew Research added that the recovery is the most negative for household income during any post-recession period in the past four decades, which means that the median household income has not risen above a previous peak over the past 12 years. The poverty rate rose from 12.5% in 2007 to 15% last year as the median household wealth fell by 40% over a three-year span from $131,000 to $79,000 in 2010. Now, I'm sure that the primary reason for that reduction, I'm now offering an opinion, is because of the value of the homes. The value of the homes went down. The economic health of American families deteriorated further in the first 2 years of the recovery from the Great Recession, the Pew Research explains. Much like an unwelcome dinner guest who does not know when it is time to leave, the Great Recession seems blissfully unaware that it was declared over in 2009. Bernanke's the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Bernanke outlined a plan last week to spend $40 billion a month to buy mortgage bonds and keep short-term interest rates at record lows through 2015. Now, when he says buy that, let's make sure we all understand what that really means. It essentially means print money and give it to the banks in a hope that they will loan more money out. That's essentially what he means. Now, let's talk about that. What does that do to the value of our currency? And this is why the ignorance of the American population concerning economic issues in the nation is killing us. When we print more money, we devalue the currency. All right, you say, what is the big deal in devaluing the currency? Well, the degree to which we are a global economy is the significance of devaluing the currency. I want you to think about what you know about gas prices. What do you know about gas prices? Well, you know that they have went up and up and up. Here in Fayetteville, we're paying almost $4 a gallon. Why is that? Well, when OPEC sees that we as a nation are devaluing our currency, it's real simple. How do you get more money? You just raise the price. You want to devalue your currency? We'll raise the price. Stronger dollar, lower price. Weaker dollar, higher price. So in an effort to jumpstart the economy one more time prior to the election, get things moving, we are printing money and flooding the market with that money in through buying these mortgage bonds and such. The effort is to keep interest rates as low as they possibly can and to flood the market with money, which hopefully will be loaned out to small businesses, which in turn will employ people, build things, buy things, etc. That's the idea. Keep the interest rates as low as possible and loan as much money as you can. Well, it may or may not work. But the concern always is inflation. The concern is always inflation. And we're already seeing it with rising gas prices. Well, that's where we're at. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.